I wanted to go back. Listen, for me in the Northwest, this is about agricultural product that needs to get to international markets, and it needs to get so in a timely fashion. There are some of these products that are highly perishable, and so timing matters. So the way I see this, the reason why you even exist is because the United States of America set some terms for people to come to our ports and deliver product. Is that not right? That's the history of us and our...
Yes. I mean, I think we've gotten away from that. Certainly part of the purposes section. But, you know...
So part of what Senator Tester was saying is we're letting everybody come here and make bank, make big bank, huge increases. Our longshoremen actually have increased their productivity. Some died even doing it. And yet, this issue is they're making bank, and then they're leaving our products on the dock. That's exactly what is happening. And you don't seem to have the authority, which I'm going to try to get at here, is why you don't have the authority and what we need to do to change it. Because we are going to pass some legislation here. We are going to fight for these shippers who need to get their product to international markets. And as a very trade-dependent state, I will make this the biggest priority of this committee if it's what it takes. So first and foremost, under Section 41104 of Common Carriers, it says that any person directly or indirectly may not give any undue or unreasonable preferences or advantage or improperly undue unreasonable prejudice or disadvantages. And then that's in section, that section sub 8, and then sub 9 is, or give any undue preferences or advantage to impose undue unreasonable prejudice or disadvantage with respect to any port. So why doesn't that give you enough authority today? What is it about that language that doesn't allow you to say to these major shipping companies who have now basically been even more consolidated? So it's not like there's somebody who says, I'll deal with the small shippers, I'll take their product and get them to Asia. That's not happening. These guys are just hurrying back, getting more cargo and jamming them through our ports and leaving our shippers and our products there on the docks to rot.
Well, Senator, Madam Chair, some of it has evolved over years, and it has to do with the trade deficits. The carriers make their money on the what's called the front haul, coming to the United States.
Okay, I don't need to explain. I know how they're making money. Okay. It's in the paper. It's in the Wall Street Journal. They're making a lot of money. It's record profits. What I'm trying to get at is what in the existing authority right there does not allow you to do something about these unreasonable rates? What is it?
The carriers could defend themselves by saying, we're offering space. If they want to pay as much of the as the importer, we'll give them space.
How
and that, is, therefore, we're not discriminating.
How is whatever? What is the rate increase? It's over 100% increase or something?
Oh, it's well more than that. I was thinking about Mr. Hickenlooper's
so
people got a great deal.
How is yeah. that reasonable? How would you determine that as reasonable?
I don't believe it is, ma'am.
Okay, so as... Section 6G of the Shipping Act empowers the FMC to go to federal court to seek an injunction if it determines that any agreement or agreements between carriers or others are likely to produce an unreasonable increase in transportation costs. Do you agree that that dramatic increase during the pandemic is an unreasonable increase in transportation costs?
I certainly agree that it's a colossal increase. Whether it would be unreasonable under the law is a more complicated question. I will say, though, that I'm not sure we don't have evidence. Well, we're looking into whether we can connect these costs to the alliances or to the individual carriers. Either way, it's a huge problem.
They're unreasonable cost. Trust me, they're unreasonable cost, and they aren't even able to pay it. So we're giving access to our ports. And we basically believe in trade. I'm come from one of the most trade-dependent states in the nation. Believe me, I believe in trade probably more than 98% of the people in the United States Senate. Maybe Patty Murray and I are like the top two. We believe in it, okay? So we want to have this shipping industry work and work effectively, but it can't be a one-way street. And so we can't have our products left on the docks. So we want to have... If you don't feel that you can go to court right now on unreasonable rates, or you don't feel like the definition is strong enough, listen, I've authored three statutes related to unfair and deceptive practices and manipulation. And believe it or not, there's a lot of case law already in these areas. And so I do think, I really want to nail down here, what is it that you think
under current law, a rate, no matter how high, in and itself is not unreasonable. It would be how that rate was arrived of, if it's an alliance, how they got to that rate.
It's not about alliance. Listen, we found in so many aspects of manipulation of oil and natural gas, and we set new laws because it wasn't about collusion. It wasn't about somebody coming together and setting a price. It's about whether you have a market condition that basically serves the customer, and you have small customers here who are not getting served is the issue. And they can't get their products out of our ports. Importers can't get their products out because they can make more money being exporters to the United States than bringing our product back to Asia.
There's no doubt that your observations are well taken and your points are right. This bill was, the last bill was written in 1986, 36 years ago. We didn't have mobile phones. I mean, the industry has changed so much. That's why it's so important that we update it. No, we don't have the authority to regulate rates. We don't have the authority to say that rate's too high. We don't have the authority to say you have to pay some attention to small businesses. You can't just pay attention to the big box stores. We don't have that authority. I wish, sometimes I wish we did. And if you give it to me, I will use whatever authorities that the Congress sees fit to give us.
Well, we're definitely going to give you new authority. The question is whether we get it absolutely right, because we can't afford not to get this right. We can't afford this to continue this way. So I will take for the record something more defining on the unreasonable rate. Maybe you can go back to more.
I would be very glad to give you something.
Counsel at the Federal Maritime Commission. I'm all for a Federal Maritime Commission and a strong one. That is why we also sent a new nominee to you, and hopefully that'll be some more expertise, at least from the real life experience. Of moving
good to have somebody who worked on the docks himself.
Yeah, and I think that's very good experience. But I think that we have to crystallize here what exactly are we talking about. To me, when I read this authority, it seems to me you should be able to go to court right now on unreasonable increases in transportation costs. It seems to me that you should be able to do that. But we'll write one.